The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The game-changing assassination of the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah has left the Middle East in an even wider state of disarray, with tensions rising between Iran and Israel. The consequences of what could come from a conflict between the two would obviously be huge for the Middle East and for the region as a whole. Alistair Bunkdell, Sky News' Middle Eastern correspondent, joins us now to discuss from northern Israel. Alistair, good morning to you and thanks for joining us. I suppose we will start with the assassination. What does it mean specifically for Hezbollah? Does it mean that they are going to be more likely now to retaliate and retaliate violently, or is there a bit of a power vacuum at the top after this assassination?
Well, there's definitely a power vacuum at the top, not just because of the assassination of Hassan Nasrallah, but because of the multiple assassinations of senior Hezbollah commanders over the last 2 weeks. So Israel has systematically and successfully taken out commander after commander, and then saw an opportunity on Friday to assassinate Nasrallah, something that, you know, probably even a few weeks ago was unthinkable. But they had that opportunity, they took it, and it has left Hezbollah in some chaos, and it has left them with some difficult choices to make.
So how much of their leadership is left, and how much does this diminish their capability to respond militarily?
We'll see who takes over from Nasrallah. It could be someone called Hassan Safieddine, who was a close advisor to Nasrallah. In some respects, he was a deputy leader of Hezbollah. He's closely linked to the Iranians as well. His son is married to the daughter of Qasem Soleimani, who was the celebrated IRGC Iranian leader who was taken out by an American drone strike in Baghdad a couple of years ago. So I think he's probably the most likely successor to Nasrallah. The Hezbollah have been firing rockets into Israel, where we are, steadily, well, not just over the last 12 months, but over the last few days. What they haven't done is bombard Israel with vast numbers of rockets, as people feared they might or fear they might do. And we don't know why. That could either be because they are in some disarray and the command and control structure has been taken apart, or it could be that under the guidance of their sort of, you know, their benefactor Iran, they are being withheld from doing so. We don't know why they haven't done it, but it probably is a combination of the two.
And what would the reason for Iran holding them back be? Is it some sense there of holding back a wider conflict, or is there a bit more play here?
Iran has not wanted to be dragged into a wider Middle Eastern conflict over the last 12 months. I don't think that position has fundamentally changed, despite what has gone on in the last couple of weeks, except that there will be voices in Iran saying that they have to do something to avenge the death of Nasrallah and Israel's actions over the last 2 weeks. I think probably Iran will try and stay out of it, but their main proxy, Hezbollah, which acts as their insurance policy against attacks on Iran's nuclear program by Israel, their main proxy is now in real danger. And that is after Hamas hasn't been destroyed in Gaza, but has been weakened to the point that it is rather ineffective now. And so Iran needs to decide which course of action to take. Do they take the fight to Israel, either themselves, or do they instruct Hezbollah to do it? Or do they try and persuade Hezbollah to pull back a bit whilst there is still remnants of Hezbollah that could be rebuilt? And do Iran sort of accept, basically, that this round of fighting is not going the way they want, and it might be better to save what they can for another day?
Where do the events of the last 48 hours leave the prospect of a ground invasion into Lebanon by Israel?
I think it is very likely. To what extent, I'm still not sure, but I think that they will probably press ahead with it. Israel has momentum at the moment. They're not really suffering a price in any form for what they're doing in Lebanon. Hezbollah are not firing into Israel in meaningful ways, as we discussed. They're not killing Israelis, so there's no pressure in that regard. The diplomatic wheels are not really turning against Israel. They are being allowed to do what they're doing really without anyone telling them to stop. And so I think they will at some point decide that a ground invasion is the next escalation, and they will push into, if they do it, they will push into southern Lebanon, perhaps only a few kilometers, but they will do so in part to assuage a domestic audience that wants them to take the fight to Hezbollah, and in part they'll do it to continue degrading Hezbollah so that they can try and achieve their objectives, and that is returning their citizens to the north of the country.
Does that show, if that is going to play out the way that you have outlined it there, that really there's very little regard in among the government of Israel for international opinion, particularly US opinion, UK opinion, that is saying, you know, we need a ceasefire here, we want you to pull back?
I don't think the Israeli government care what anyone thinks about it. I think Benjamin Netanyahu has very clear aims and goals, and he will go about those, you know, with a laser-like focus. And at the moment, nobody has done anything really to make them stop. That's not just the West, actually. That is other Middle Eastern countries as well who have some leverage over Israel. I can't see at the moment anyone stopping Netanyahu. I think if there is going to be a ceasefire or a truce or a diplomatic solution, then it will come when Netanyahu and Israel feel that they're in a position that is acceptable. And to get to that point, they're going to want to degrade Hezbollah further. And that is why I think a ground invasion is probably more likely than not.
Finally, Alistair, what's the mood like among people in northern Israel? I mean, are they supportive of this conflict? Are they wanting people to go in after, the army to go in after Hezbollah, who are firing some rockets, if not a huge barrage, like you say? Are they generally supportive of Netanyahu, or is there pushback?
Generally supportive, particularly in northern Israel, particularly amongst the communities who have been evacuated for a year from their homes, their towns and villages along the border. Yeah, this is something that they want the Israeli military and the Israeli government to do. They see it. Like, I mean, I'm not suggesting that they want war, but they don't believe there's any other way for them to return to their home safely. And so they think that this is the only course of action. And I would say generally, I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, it is universal support for Netanyahu. He still has a lot of detractors in this country, people who think that he's a warmonger, power-hungry dictator, etc. But I would say, broadly speaking, what is going on in Lebanon right now is being supported by a significant number of the Israeli population.
Alistair Bunkle, Sky News correspondent in northern Israel. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.